Welcome to the Live Treasured Podcast. I'm your host, Eileen Thompson, founder of Treasured Ministries. The Live Treasured Podcast exists to give women a faith-based biblical approach to heal soul hurts. So join us each week as we dig into God's Word to discover the steps of faith we can take today to change our tomorrows. And now, on with today's show. Dear Treasure Tribe, I hope you are doing well. One of the things that I love about the Word of God and why I have spent my life just teaching women the Word is because the Word works. The Word works. And I see it time and time again in my life that after walking through traumatic experiences, which all of us have, that the reason why I hang on to that Word of God every single day is because it transforms my life. And you can count on the Word. And what I want to talk to you about today is the Christian cure for codependency. Now, if you've listened to my podcast, you know that codependency, and if you know my story, that was something that I struggled with. I didn't even know that it existed really or that it was a problem. I thought, well, this is something that people that are dating people that are alcoholics depend with, or people that are dating people that are addicted to drugs. But really, codependency is rampant. And in my opinion, it is very prevalent inside of the church because it flies under the radar, camouflaged. And so oftentimes, codependents don't even know that they're struggling with a sin issue. And when you don't have a problem, you can't confront what you don't know you need to confront. And it wasn't until my world crashed down that I said, God, I've got to get help. And God began to take me on this journey away from codependency into God dependency. And I'm passionate about teaching this inside of my podcast because of the fact I don't think we talk about it in church a lot. In fact, a lot of times in church, the truths that are taught, it gets heard differently inside of a codependent's head, and it actually solidifies what we're doing to cope with the pain and the shame that we feel. So what is codependency? A simple definition is simply a lack of God dependency. It's a lack of God dependency, and it manifests itself in all different kinds of ways. Codependents were usually the ones that are always volunteering at church. We're the ones that fret and worry over our children. We are the ones that people please. We are the ones that are so busy because we can't say no to people. And I'm not saying if you can't say no to people or you're busy at church that you're a codependent, but I'm saying that this is why it flies under the radar, because you, when you're a codependent, you're known for being that dependable person that everybody can count on. But underlying that, and the reason why it's a problem, is because the motive for what you are doing is that you want to be loved. You want to be loved. Now, there's nothing wrong with that need. That's a legitimate need. But God wants you to meet it His way, because the enemy can take those legitimate needs in our life, the need to be loved, the need to have secure family. He can take all those good needs in your life, and he can twist them, and he can offer an alternative. And I know this because it happened to me. So let's talk today, and before I go down a big rabbit trail, I want to try and keep my podcasts from going down a lot of rabbit trails, keep them a little bit shorter, right? So I'm going to dive in today. And what I have for you is 5 biblical principles for a codependency cure. And we may split this up into several podcasts. We'll just see how this goes, but I'm going to go ahead and dive into this today. So the first thing that is your biblical principle for the Christian's cure for codependency, and let me just pause right there because here's another thing. Some people will say, well, codependency is not in the Bible. And you know what? The word codependency is not. So they are 100% correct about that. But the principle behind codependency is simply idolatry of man. And that is in the Bible everywhere. And it is a sin. It is a sin. And essentially, it's the way that we tried to get our needs met. It's how we coped with the pain in our life, right? And so God is not offering a solution to us to shame us, right? He's saying, I've got a better way, and it's for you to move from codependence to God dependence, okay? And so the first principle that I want to talk about is that God dependency is a daily choice empowered with daily truth. I think I just said codependency is a day. I think I did. I didn't mean to say that. I meant to say God dependency is a daily choice empowered with daily truth. Oh, it's such a good thing that God is delivering me from being a perfectionist, right? So I could say things like that. But the emphasis in this sentence that I want to put out is the word daily. I said that twice. And the reason why I said that twice is because I'll tell you something else that really drives me crazy, is that a lot of well-meaning faith-based resources will give you titles like 3 steps to break free from codependency or 5 things to do so you don't experience anxiety. And so there's this perception out there, number one, that there's this shake, rattle, and roll instant fix for inner healing. And that's just not inside of the Bible. In fact, one of my biggest revelations from my walking away from codependency into God dependency was the understanding that it wasn't a regimen that I would be determined to keep, but a redeemer that I would decide to follow. And that when Jesus came to people in the Bible and he healed them, there were different things that he would do. He told one person to pick up his mat and walk. He told another person to put mud on his eye, right? And if we sign up for this, if I follow these 3 steps, then I'm never going to be a people pleaser again, whatever it is, then we are putting ourselves under a law, under following a list. And it's not that the list is wrong, and it could perhaps be that God is leading you to a list, but Romans 2:29 tells us that lasting change in our hearts only happens through the power of the Holy Spirit, right? And that Romans 7:6 tells us that we now serve God in a new way, not by following the letter of the law, but in living by the Spirit. Now, in those passages, they're talking about the law of God, right? But the principle is that the empowerment for you to walk away from any sin pattern is not in your own power, but it is in the Holy Spirit. It is in every day. God, what do I do today? That daily dependence upon God. And there's a big, fat difference between reading your Bible to gain information or a list of rules or what you should do or a checklist then seeing your Bible as a way to have a relationship and you saying, Jesus, teach me the truth that I need to hear today. And it will be a lifetime process. And I know you didn't want to hear that, right? And I, you know, I used to be that way. I mean, my shelves used to be slam-packed full of Christian self-help books. And I still buy them. I'm not saying don't buy them. I mean, I'm not saying they're bad. They're wonderful. But it was like I assigned, if I just read this book, or if I just read this book, right, then I'm not going to struggle with A, B, and C, and D anymore. And so I kept buying book after book after book after book. And there would be this sense of hope that if I read this book, then I'm going to understand and have the keys. And but it puts you really under legalism. And when Jesus healed people, he gave them different instructions to follow. And your walk will be different from somebody else. And the reason why for years I felt like that inner healing was this carrot, right? I kept trying to get to, or this place I kept trying to land on, right? This never-ending chase that I just couldn't seem to capture. And maybe you're listening today and you feel the same way too. Well, really, when we became Christians, right? That we were saved, and then that the sanctification part is a day-by-day process. You know, the same way that God saved you, which was by faith, hearing the word of God, Romans 10, is the same way that you will be sanctified by faith, hearing the word of God and putting it into practice, but it's every single day. It's a day by day. I mean, God leads us from victory, from glory to glory, right? And so God dependency is something that I choose every day. But listen to the rest of this point. It is empowered with daily truth. Now, where does truth come from? The Bible tells us that the Holy Spirit reveals truth. And so you must have an approach to your time in God's word that allows the Holy Spirit to reveal truth to you. And there's a big difference. When you go to the Bible, it should never feel like a religious duty that you're crossing off your list. It should feel like a divine encounter where you're hearing God speak just to you. And this is the truth. These are the words that you live by. When Jesus was being tempted in the wilderness, Matthew 4:4, he comes back at the enemy and he says, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. And he was quoting, he was pulling from this passage in Deuteronomy 8, verses 2 and 3, where God talked about the purpose of the manna and of the wilderness. And it says, yes, he humbled you by letting you go hungry and then feeding you with manna, a food previously unknown to you and your ancestors. He did it to teach you that people do not live by bread alone. Rather, we live by every word that comes from the mouth of God. And when you do this every day, because manna was something that they had to get every single day. And when you approach your time in God's word in a manner that allows the Holy Spirit to speak to you and to show you the truth that you need to hear for that day, right? That is how you walk in God dependency. And that was the big key. The big key for me was understanding the difference between being determined to follow a regimen. And I'm telling you what, if you're a codependent like me, we are one determined bunch. And we're very self-reliant. and we want to get it right, right? And so we work very hard to follow all the rules. Why? Because we want to be good. Because our goodness helps to quiet that voice inside of us, those shaming voice that tells us, that's always lingering there, that there must be something wrong with us, right? But it's the daily truth from God that can set you free. And it's daily truth. That's how you live by the Spirit. That's how you don't follow the letter of the law anymore. You live by the Spirit. And it's not that the, now I will go to bat in a heartbeat. The law of God is holy. It is beautiful. It is true. It is trustworthy. But it's the how that sometimes we get mixed up in. And we want to get it done in ourselves, but it's in that daily dependence, day by day, moment by moment. And it is this way for your lifetime. A daily choice empowered with daily truth. And many times we have this perception that instantaneously we're supposed to be delivered from whatever it is. And, you know, and there could be many things that can be holding you back. It can be a past hurt that you feel literally like this is a mountain you keep trying to climb, and then you just get pushed down. Like you'll make progress and then you get pushed down. You'll make progress and then you get pushed down. I'm telling you, these places, sometimes one of the best things that we can do is just come to God and say, you know, I can't. And so the God dependency is that daily choice empowered with daily truth. And that comes from spending time in the Word with Him, which leads me to my second principle. And that is this: intimacy is the key to victory. Victory. Intimacy is the key to victory. Now, what do I mean by that? I mean intimacy with God. And what I mean specifically is that God needs to be your person. Over this pandemic COVID time, my husband and I have started watching Grey's Anatomy on Netflix. And one of the things that Meredith Grey, the main character, talks about is, you know, who is your person, right? And anyway, and what she means by that is who is the one that you go to, and who is your best friend, and who is that person that's always there for you? And see, as a codependent, we saw people as our source for that. And a lot of times that would get us involved in unhealthy friendships and relationships. And here's the situation: God needs to be your person. He needs to be the one that you're solely intimate with. And when I mean intimacy, I mean into me see. I mean coming to God and bringing Him your authentic self. Telling Him your deepest feelings. Crying to Him out in desperation. You know, no more holding back. Just coming to the Lord. You know, words connect us. Right? They connect us to a source. They connect us to people. That's why John 15:5 says that when we abide, right, we bear fruit. And so God needs to be our person. And it is inside that intimacy that we find that security. We find the daily truth, right? As we talk to Him and as we walk with Him. And there's something that's just so beautiful and special when God speaks a word to you. And when you have that, I know for me, my whole world can be falling down around me, but when God speaks to me in the morning inside my time and my word, it's all I need. It is literally all I need. There's this beautiful passage in Job. In fact, it's sort of the cornerstone, really, of Treasured Ministries. But Job says this, and many of you are familiar with the story, but basically, he's been stripped of everything in his life, his family, his health, all of his wealth, and you know, he is processing through all of this with the Lord, and he doesn't understand a lot, and he's in a lot of pain. And Job is actually a beautiful book to read because it so captures. I mean, as I read through it this summer, and I just thought, man, this is just so powerful because it's wrapping words around some of those desperate feelings that we feel when life feels like it's falling apart. And for a codependent, we are dependent upon, or in the past, we've depended upon things externally, people and things. And so it was, you know, the world, like, you know, we had to be in control of our world. And when it was falling apart, you know, we were falling apart, right? But when you flip over into God dependency, you understand that as long as you have a word from him, it's like everything is going to be okay. Listen to what Job 23:12 says. I have not departed from his commands, but I have treasured his words more than daily food. And see, when we have that intimacy with God, and it is so powerful, then we don't seek validation anymore from other people. And we know that we know that we know that the most important thing in our day is just, Lord, did we respond to you? Were we with you? And on those days when everybody lets you down or you just feel so alone, he's always right there with a word for you. You know, back to that passage in Matthew, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. You know, I believe that inside of that passage, Jesus was teaching a lot of things, but one of the things that he was teaching us is that, you know, time in the Word every day, the Word of God, it's not just this goal to have, right? To spend time in God's Word every day. It's essential to the health of your soul. It is your life. It is your life. Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word. Do you treasure his words? Are you intimate with him? You know, right now with COVID and with churches having to close, I was so blessed when I was studying Genesis recently and reading back through that story in Genesis 28. Verses 10 through 32, where Jacob is out in his own wilderness, right? Because he's tricked his brother Esau out of his inheritance, and his mother says, you better get out of here because he wants to kill you. And so he's away from his mother who loved him. He's away from his family, and he's out in the middle of nowhere, and he's just tricked his brother out of his inheritance, right? And God comes to him in that beautiful scene with the stairway to heaven, and he says this: I am the Lord your God, the God of your grandfather Abraham, God of your father Isaac. The ground you are laying on belongs to you. I'm giving it to you and your descendants. Your descendants will be as numerous as the dust of the earth, and they will spread out in all directions, to the west and the east and the north and the south. And all the families of the earth will be blessed through you and your descendants. What's more, I am with you, and I will protect you wherever you go. And one day I'll bring you back to this land. I will not leave you until I have finished giving you everything I promised you. And it blew Jacob away. And I was just thinking to myself, you know, he blew it. Right. And sometimes I think when we've really blown it, right, then we don't feel worthy enough to hear from God. But here was God meeting him after he had tricked his brother out of his inheritance, and he was alone and running from his brother and no longer with his doting mother that loved him so. And the word was so precious to him. And he called the place Bethel. And he said, surely the Lord is in this place. And, you know, inside this pandemic, one of the things I think that's been a blessing to me is that it's pushed me to deepen my walk with the Lord and to see that my Bethel was never a building, that it is the presence of the Lord, that it is the intimacy of God. And sometimes we can get too dependent upon a building or a program or whatever it is, when God says, just come and talk to me, and I'm right here for you. And no matter what you've done, may you have comfort in how God spoke to Jacob after he had just tricked his brother out of his inheritance and was all alone. God gave him that word, and it was that word that he lived on, right, throughout all those years. And he ends up returning to Bethel later. We don't have time to go into that now, but that's the second point, that in intimacy is your victory from codependency. The third point is this, biblical principle is this, you must always, always remember that God is more powerful than people. And you must walk by faith and not by sight on that, that God's all-surpassing power supersedes any worldly power. And this is why this is important. If you are a codependent, you probably had an experience in your life. It could have been when you were little with your parents. It could have been in a work situation, in a marriage situation, but you experienced some sort of trauma, and that trauma made you feel powerless. And a lot of times there was a hurt in your life, and the hurt was done by a person that was powerful. And from that, you deduced from very true circumstances, right? You deduced, and you may not have written it out or said it, but the circumstances taught you that people were powerful. And that feeling of powerlessness is a scary feeling. And so there's a coping mechanism that comes in codependency where we see people as the ones that have power. And so we people please, and we do all of these things, flatter, manipulate, to try to get people, because we think that we need that, and you don't. You don't. And the problem with this is this. There's a lot of awesome, healthy, godly people out there that use their positions of leadership and power to help and to serve people, but there's other people that don't. And even people that have loved us in the past, and maybe it is in a marriage relationship that you're in, or whatever relationship, that people can hurt. And inside of that, there can be an anger that can happen, and the powerlessness happens all over again. But the word of God is clear. People may have power, but they do not have all-surpassing power. That whatever happens to you, because the reality is that you and I live in a broken world. And I'd love to get off this podcast and promise you that you're never going to get hurt, right? And if you follow God's rules 100%, like, nobody's ever going to hurt you, but it's just not true. But here's what God does promise. He says, I am your Redeemer. And I'm not only, you know, I love this scripture. I believe it's Exodus 3:17. God says, I have promised you, I will rescue you from your oppression. But he doesn't stop there. He says, I will lead you into a land flowing with milk and honey. You see, God doesn't just want to rescue you, but he wants to redeem and restore. And if there was a set of verses that I would tell a codependent that they need to memorize, in fact, I'm going to challenge you to memorize this set of verses. And I'm going to do it too. All right. So we can check in with each other every single week. Right. And I want you to let me know. Right. Send me a message on Facebook or something. But Ephesians 1, 19 through 22. Awesome verses. Paul says this, "I also pray that you will understand that the incredible greatness of God's power for us who believe him, this is the same mighty power that raised Christ from the dead and seated him in the place of honor that is at God's right hand in the heavenly realms. Now he is far above any ruler or authority or power or leader or anything else, not only in this world, but also in the world to come. God has put all things under the authority of Christ, and he's made him the head over all things for the benefit of the church." Inside of this passage, we hear Paul pleading for the people of God to have a revelation of his power. Really, the solution for a God dependence, for codependency, is a revelation of God's power, because we saw people as the power source in the past. And where this gets really bad is not only are there unhealthy people out there, but a lot of times because of this, codependents are attracted to narcissists. And a narcissist, and the reason why they're attracted to them, and I'm not even talking about like attraction, like a, you know, physical attraction. I'm saying even in unhealthy friendships. But a narcissist has this charismatic air about them, this powerful charismatic air. And so the codependent feels powerless, right? And so she sees that as being very attracted to. And there's a little girl inside of her that says, "I need to buddy up with this person, right? So that I can be safe and secure." Let me tell you something. God is with you, and he is more powerful than people. And that is a biblical principle that you must continue to remind yourself of, is that your life may have taught you that people are powerful. And because of that, you seek to align yourself with people. But when you become a child of God, God says you are free from that. And whatever you face, I'm bigger and I'm mightier than it all. And so you can rest in my power. And over again in the Bible, there's beautiful scriptures that talk about this, right? Deuteronomy 7:21. "No, do not be afraid of those nations, for the Lord your God is among you, and he is a great and awesome God," and he is. And number four, you must develop a rhythm of rest in your life. Now, rest is very difficult for the codependent, but really all the other principles we've talked about, daily truth, intimacy with God, you must pause from the hustle of life to be able to have those things. And when God created the world, he built rest into the culture. I mean, there was day, there was light, and there was dark. And then he had the Sabbath rest, which was weaving rest into the weekly schedule. And then even throughout the calendar year, there were days of rest, right, with celebrations like Passover or Day of Atonement. And so there was rest built into the calendar year. And so the underlying principle here is that God wants you to rest. And rest does so many things for us spiritually. And it's not really going on a vacation. It's really pulling into the presence of God. For a codependent, because we got our worth out of what we did, how good we were, our performance, what we did for others, we never told people no. And we have these cluttered calendars. And a lot of times it's very tricky because it's a cluttered calendar filled with really good things, right? Because that's how we got rid of the shame inside of us, by being good. or by pleasing others, so that you would always say great things about me because I needed to hear that validation. Maybe I'm just speaking for myself. Or if I was perfect, then I wouldn't have rejection from people. And so all those things, performance, people-pleasing, perfectionism, it drives you to create a calendar of crazy. And rest is what intercepts that. And making yourself have those established rhythms of rest. Now, Mark chapter 3 tells us that Jesus is the Lord of the Sabbath and that the Sabbath is for a man. And so I just encourage you to ask God in this season, what is my season of rest and how does that look like? And you can scroll back. There's actually a podcast several podcasts that I did on rest that would be good to listen to as a follow-up to that. But for the codependent, one of the ways is that you must develop a rhythm of rest. And the last thing that I want to say is that boundaries are good and biblical. You know, for a codependent, we never have boundaries, right? But the truth about it is that the Bible says that God is love and God tells me no. And so boundaries are not bad. Boundaries are good. And the more that you have intimacy with God, the more that you will find those boundaries in your life that you'll be able to feel comfortable giving. And by doing that, you'll guard your free will to give it to God. You'll have time to concentrate on the things that God wants you to do so that you can become who God created you to be. You know, God doesn't want you to live frazzled and worn out. He wants you to live in freedom. And inside of the Word of God, there are many principles that we can find to put into practice to change our coping mechanism away from codependency to God dependency. And one of the ways that we've talked about today is that daily truth. And that's part of what we want to help you with when you become a Treasured Tribe member. And if you're struggling with this or you want to learn more about it, I just encourage you to go to treasuretribe.com and consider signing up. In the new year, we're going to be studying the Word of God together with weekly Zoom calls, and there's no reason why you can't be a part of the tribe. We have created a scholarship program now, so there's no woman that will be turned away. And I just want to invite you to come with us in the new year. If you're saying to yourself, you're listening today and you're thinking, I don't know how to discern God's voice, or I just want to get the Word more deeper into my soul, I hope that you will come and join us. Thanks so much for listening in today to the Live Treasured podcast, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye. Thank you for joining us today. Subscribe to the Live Treasured podcast so you won't miss a single episode, and help us expand our reach to help more women by taking 5 minutes to rate our podcast or write a review on iTunes, or simply by sharing this episode with a friend. Visit the Treasured Ministries website for awesome biblical resources that are free for you to download today. Thank you to our amazing donors who help make this podcast and all we do at Treasured Ministries possible. Talk to you next week as we discover truth to experience our freedom in Christ and live treasured. Bye-bye.